Kujula, surplus sales.
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, and Director Williams. Yes, thank you, Chairman. This is a this has a connection to the biennial season setting process that addressed lion season structure that was concluded with the commission's final adoption in February. So we're picking up a piece that, for our better way to put it, fell through the cracks a little bit on our end, not the commission's end. I want to be clear about that. So the way regulations currently sit as it relates to a hound, a lion hunter, making the decision to put in for a special lion license allocated through drawing or to buy a general lion license over the counter. If you make the decision, if that lion hunter makes the decision to apply for a special lion license, regulations then say, current regulation then says that whether that person is successful or not, that's their decision to purchase, to pursue a lion license. And so if they are unsuccessful, they can't turn around and then buy a general lion license. And that framework, that structure is in place as those initial conversations making the transition to special lion license grappled with, you know, what the interest would be, what would be the frequency for someone getting one of those licenses, what would be the draws, the draw odds, et cetera, et cetera. And so it was put in place to heighten, to raise the profile of that very significant decision the lion hunter is making at the point of which lion license do I purchase. And undoubtedly that structure put in place deters some folks by an inch or by a mile from pursuing one or the other option. And that has worked in the by the measuring stick of licenses available and licenses allocated, special lion licenses through the drawing. That's worked because the special lion licenses have all been allocated. There's been enough demand to allocate all of the supply. In February, in this 2020 and 2021 season setting process, the commission heard and ultimately adopted a proposal from Region 1 that put in place, that modified the special lion licenses in place in Region 1 and created male special lion licenses and female special lion licenses. And with that change, there came the question, well, for the female lion licenses, perhaps, as a lot of folks see that structure as a structure, you know, as an opportunity to pursue an older aged male lion, would that structure potentially result in unallocated female special lion licenses? Not knowing the answer to that question, and perhaps the answer will be no, but not knowing the answer to that question and not wanting to get into a circumstance in that acute moment and not knowing what to do about it, we are coming back to the commission and say, should that essentially we are saying, we are asking, should that circumstance show up that there are unallocated special mountain lion licenses, wherever they are on the landscape after the drawing, this proposal would make unsuccessful special lion license applicants available to go to the counter and pick up those licenses through surplus sale. That's what the proposal. So most of my comments here are background context. Sorry if I've taken too long. The proposal is, to the point of conciseness, if there are unallocated special lion licenses after the drawing, picks those up in surplus sale, an unsuccessful applicant could be one of those persons walking to the counter in pursuit of that surplus sale. This is proposed, so any adoption here would go out for public comment, and then also here at the podium today or at the meeting today as a proposed item allows for public comment. With that, we'll respond to questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Kujula. Okay, so again, we'll be taking comment after we have a motion to move. We have a motion and comment discussion from the commission. So with this particular item, it might be the commission's pleasure to either start with a motion or some discussion followed with a motion. So,
Mr. Chairman, I move that the Fish and Wildlife Commission adopt for public comment the proposed change allowing unsuccessful special lion license applicants the ability to purchase a surplus special lion license.
I'll second the motion.
We have a motion and second on the floor. Comments or questions from the commission?
Mr. Chairman, this is Tim Aldrich. This is kind of a fairness question, you know, in my mind, you know, people have to cast their lot in a lot of different ways. And I think we've been criticized before, you know, relative to deer and mule deer in particular, I believe, and elk and so forth. But I think this is a move in the right direction.
Thank you, Commissioner Aldrich. Further comments or questions from the commission? Yeah, I certainly recognize why this was in place before in that format and why we'd be shifting away. And, you know, we can keep our eye on things to make sure we don't have some unforeseen consequences. Is there any comment out in the regions? Anybody with their hands raised? Again, star 9 and you'll be called upon.
There are no hands raised.
Okay. Thank you, Shauna. Back to the commission. Unless there's any further discussion, I'll call for the vote. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. And now we're moving on to our non-resident